This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Acting swiftly on U.S. President Joe Biden's promise to retaliate for the deadly suicide bombing at Kabul Airport, the U.S. military said it did use a drone strike to kill a member of the Islamic State group's Afghanistan affiliate Saturday. That strike came amid what the White House called indications that IS planned to strike again as the U.S.-led evacuation from Kabul Airport moved into its final days. Biden has set Tuesday as his deadline for completing the exit. He authorized the drone strike and was ordered by Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin. That's according to a defense official speaking on condition of anonymity to provide details not yet publicly announced. There is still no consensus on the origins of COVID-19 to U.S. intelligence agencies. According to an unclassified summary, four members of the U.S. intelligence community say with low confidence that the virus was initially transmitted from an animal to a human. A fifth intelligence agency believes with moderate confidence that the first human infection was linked to a lab. Analysts do not believe the virus was developed as a bioweapon, and most agencies believe the virus was not genetically engineered. A spokesman for Myanmar's military-installed government said Friday that COVID-19 vaccines will be given to members of the country's persecuted Rohingya ethnic group. The Muslim minority was the target of a fierce counterinsurgency campaign in 2017 that some critics charged amounted to ethnic cleansing or genocide. The Rohingya face widespread discrimination and most are denied citizenship and other basic rights. There is more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. One of Florida's largest health networks is now seeing the capacity of its hospitals and morgues strained and amid a spike in seriously ill COVID-19 patients and backup at funeral homes. While virus-related hospitalizations in the state recently started leveling off, the number of daily reported deaths is continuing to climb. The Central Florida Division of Advent Health says it has put more resources in place to store more bodies. The federal government says Florida hospitals have reported roughly 279 patients dying every day for the past week. A month ago, that figure stood at 52. A House panel investigating the riot at the U.S. Capitol has issued sweeping document requests to social media companies. The request expands the scope of the committee's investigation as it seeks to examine the events leading to the January 6th insurrection. The requests were issued Friday to technology giants including Google, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and TikTok. They also went to Reddit, Parler, Telegram, 4chan, 8kun, and other platforms. The committee asked 15 companies to provide copies of reviews and studies about misinformation related to the 2020 election, foreign influence in the election, and efforts to stop the certification of the election, including January's attack. Brazil, the country with the most freshwater resources in the world, has lost 15% of its surface water over the last three decades. Water's gradual retreat in Pantanal, the world's largest tropical wetland, is even worse. It's just one quarter of its earlier size. A survey published this month is heightening a sense of alarm for an ongoing drought, which has boosted energy costs and food prices. Withered crops prompted specialists to warn of possible electricity shortages and rendered vast swaths of forest more susceptible to wildfire. Declining water resources also risk exacerbating fires set during the Southern Hemisphere's winter to clear pasture. New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell has ordered a mandatory evacuation for a small area of the city outside the levee system. But with Hurricane Ida intensifying so much over a short time, she said it's not possible to do so for the entire city. Forecasters say Ida could grow to an extremely dangerous Category 4 storm, with top winds of 140 miles per hour when it nears the U.S. coast late Sunday. The National Hurricane Center says Ida already has top winds of 80 miles an hour. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.